Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Greeno, and joined by a man who I couldn't be bothered thinking of a joke for this week, my co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. And the Golden Girls fans.
And, of course, the Golden Girls fans. Now, a new intro this week. Yep. And we talked about it during the intro.
Yes, we did.
Bad intro normally means good show. And my performance, like the song itself, delicious, fantastic.
Delicious.
However,
yep.
My performance,
subpar,
not up to even Rue McClanahan's standard.
Really? Who's Rue McClanahan?
She's the one that played the slutty lady.
Blanche. I see you've worked in a reference straight off the bat.
Not even up to that standard.
See, that's why you're a pro.
So I'm going to spend my week off.
You've already saved it.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
It's a bit like that farmer's saying, isn't it? Like when it's cloudy and overcast in the morning, it's going to be a sunny, bright day for the rest of the day.
Correct. Yeah. Can we start with a little bit of housekeeping, Damo?
Sure.
Because we need to
talk. Could use a bit in this studio at the moment.
Well, it goes from that. The studio in itself isn't looking too bad, but I do have a bone to pick.
Okay.
And
pick
that
it.
Is, and that is with the lack of pruning.
I've got a bone that needs picking.
The lack of pruning.
Oh, yeah, on the front driveway.
On the front driveway. To the point where I basically
it's
need
insane,
to,
isn't
I basically
it?
Need to detour through the neighbor's driveway across your lawn to get into your driveway.
Yeah.
Because your tree branches are covering 95% of your driveway.
That's right. That's to ward off would be ransackers, Greeno.
Yeah.
Because they won't be able to back the van up the driveway without taking off a mirror. I think they're going to move on to a more well-kept driveway.
They're already looking at a gun. There's nothing worth getting in here.
There's nothing in here. Yeah. And they can't even trim the leaves.
Can't even trim the leaves. Fair enough.
What's the point? They don't even have hedge clippers, boys.
There's no hedge clippers.
We can't
no
even clipper. Sell hedge clippers at the pawn shop.
What are we going to steal, really?
Yeah. Branches.
Okay. Fair point.
Plenty of branches.
Branches are good to go.
Money doesn't grow on trees, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Going to open up the show with this.
Dick
move.
It's a bit of hot dick off the press, Damo.
Hot dick off the press.
As I was preparing for my intro, instead of actually thinking about what I should say, I was checking emails. And
that's because you were preparing for a good show, though.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Yep.
Now, I get this email from Telstra, and Telstra had a bit of a rough week where they had no coverage for a day, and people couldn't call emergency numbers. Bit of a problem.
Yep.
But Telstra decided to thank me, and they're rewarding me with the opportunity to win tickets to Netball AFL State of Origin. Now, is the opportunity to win something, is that really showing gratitude?
No.
You could win something.
Yeah, but
we're going to give you the opportunity to possibly.
You probably won't
win. You probably won't.
No.
But that's how they're thanking their hard-earned customers.
Thanks for that, Telstra.
That's a dick move.
Yeah.
Click here to win your chance to win tickets. I can just buy them.
Greeno, I've got a bit of Damo story time for you.
Oh, giddy up!
Yeah.
I like this.
I like stories about piñatas.
So you know, in my professional capacity, I'm a what we describe as a suburban sanitation consultant.
Yes, yes.
A.K.A. a garbage
Garbo,
man.
Garbo, yeah.
So what the company uses to track the drivers and send jobs to the drivers, rather than call them up so you don't have to take notes, there's a little tablet
in
the cab of the truck. But these tablets run on Telstra.
Ah, proudly brought to you by.
Proudly brought to you by. Maybe maybe I'll win a ticket, Greeno, if I mention them. Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably won't.
You have an opportunity to.
I'll have an opportunity to win.
So, quick side note. I don't mean to divert.
No, that's fine.
You have the option of these tickets, right?
What do we got?
You've got
what's on the menu?
State of Origin.
Yep.
You've got AFL.
Hmm.
And you've got the Netball.
Netball.
Now, given the option of those tickets, and this is not disparaging the netball.
No, of course not. No.
But what I'm saying here, if you're thinking of the bigger spectacle, where if you're gonna fork out, you know, your big bickies or your chance to win some big bickies, that you can then flog on eBay, and get some cash holders.
Absolutely.
Now, which one
maybe
are you
pay
gonna
pay back a bit of the business that you lost from Telstra having their lines down all day?
Correctly. Now, you got the grand final of the AFL. You've got the State of Origin, or you've got Super Netball.
Got to go grand final in the AFL.
You'd have to go grand final in AFL.
Yeah.
I want to know what percentage of people are selecting the netball.
Is it just a regular netball game?
It looks as though two tickets to a netball game near you.
Near
so it's
you?
Not even a long one.
It might be the local. It might be
just
the local council.
Just
game.
Go down to Moorbank and watch the local girls get around.
Yeah, it might be the school netball, Greeno.
Yeah, correct.
Yep, two tickets. There's no grandstand. Bring an esky.
Yep.
Bring an esky.
Sorry, man. I distracted you from your story. Yeah. So no power, no tablets, etc.
Yeah. So I'm driving around and I couldn't get my my little run sheet to come up. Now, something that annoys me immensely, Greeno, is people that work in offices where most of the job is not based in an office, who then, when you have some kind of issue or they've made a mistake, want to speak to you, but they don't actually listen to anything that you say. you see, because they're in the office.
Sorry, Mel, was that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're driving around. They're in the office, right? So I've called up and I said, oh, look, yeah, there's a problem here. I can't get into the machine. Hmm. Oh, we've lost Telstra. Telstra's gone down. It's down for everyone.
And I'm like, call them?
No, just on my phone.
Oh, you're not Telstra.
I'm on Optus.
Ah, fair enough.
So I've called them up on my phone.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, now I know that. No problem.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Then the questions start. So are you okay with everything? Do you need any help? No, I'm fine. No. Now that I know that, that's I literally have no issue.
But how did you get your job?
I already knew what I was doing.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So I'm like, I'll just fix it up whenever the line comes back on. It's not a drama. Hmm. Next thing you know, I'm getting punted around to three different people, three different supervisors, and he's saying, look, don't panic. And I'm like, look, I'm not panicking. I've been on the phone 10 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
I say, I understand. It's fine. Right. There is no problem. Do you have a problem with this? No. Trust me, if I have a problem, I will ring you.
Yeah.
Like, I will get in touch with you if I have a problem.
Don't call us.
We'll call you. Yeah. Oh, look, if you have to take a photo, I'm like, I don't have to take any photos. I know the situation.
When did photos get involved in this situation?
Oh, like if you can't do a job or something, you're supposed to take a photo of the situation and send it to the customer.
Just what, the blank screen?
Well,
what are you going to take a photo of?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, no, system not working.
System not working.
Yep. Smiley face. Hashtag. Screwed up.
Do a selfie with it, Greeno.
Yeah, selfie, yeah. I was here. No screen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hashtag. So I'm
like, no, I don't have to take a photo. And then I get spoken over the top of. And it's like, look, just be quiet for a second. Right. Don't panic. If you have to take a photo, we'll upload it in the morning. And then they have the audacity at the end of it to say, anything else? And I'm like, no, you've pretty much covered it.
We've covered it. We're good. Good to go.
There you go. That's your story time.
Excellent. I like stories about piñatas.
Need to open up the show. I know we've been going 8 minutes, but...
Really? Time flies.
Need to open up the show with this one.
Now, who's apologising? Normally, you're trying to get me to apologise.
No. This one's from both of us.
No, you can't drag me in until
I... No, I will, because...
All right.
As a show, this is a show collective.
Oh, here we go. Have you pissed off now?
Well...
who have you done the dirty
on? Well, last week, our good friend and colleague... BE
from the UK
went to all
via
the effort,
HV,
correct,
married to the KT
and is now in where is he? He's up in Cairns area.
Is he in the QLD?
In the QLD.
Yep.
He went to the effort of putting together the new
top quality
report, the video,
the new report,
the up to date, most advanced, if you will, UK report.
Yep.
He's put together.
Okay.
With the ever.
Because
it had videos, it was well written.
Do we still have the video? I'll tell you what, when we get the live stream up and running again, we will play the video.
We'll play the video
on the show.
Now, I think we have to. Now, the problem was his management got in touch with us last week because we
his
only,
people
because
his posse,
as usually happens on the show, we were running long.
Yes,
and we spent a good 45 to 50 minutes.
I mean, we're not trimming the bloody goes. Martin Short, whoever
that
it was. Who were we talking
Rick
about?
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. We're not trimming that out of the show.
That's gold. We had to stick with Rick. And
Martin
we also
Short.
And we also had a bit of a Golden Girls tribute. So
Martin Short this week, I think.
No. We've got someone else this week.
Oh,
good news. Good news. Not spoilers yet.
See, we're trimming the apology to BE because we've got to focus on another celebrity.
On so anyway, so we end up having to trim the UK report to a spilt about 40 seconds.
40 seconds.
We squeezed it in segment four.
And even that was debated in pre-show.
It was like,
I think we can't go more than 20.
Yeah.
To be fair, BE, don't get mad at Greeno. He actually pushed for 40.
I pushed for the 40.
Like, he put his foot down and said, no, 40 seconds minimum. And I'm like, okay, we can do the minimum, but we can't squeeze it in. I mean, because we've got B. Arthur.
Yeah, exactly. So his management got in touch with us. Firstly, they were very unhappy because apparently I didn't check the fine print in his contract.
Yes.
We apparently breached it by not giving it allocated time frame of 17 and a half minutes.
Oh, you're there. That'll do it.
So that would firstly, we're already in the bad books when it came to that. So apologies to his management, apologies to BE for cutting down.
Yep, sorry about that.
Secondly, 2GLF got in touch with us.
Did they?
They're not too...
First time in about 8 years.
Well, they're not happy because they forked over the bill to fly BE over to the UK.
Oh, of course.
They've sent him first class to be the man on the ground.
And we've taken editorial control and
And gave
just cut it and left it on the floor of the editing room.
So only gave him 45 seconds. They're unhappy with the overheads that they've... Because they came to six figures in the end, because BE Training Travels in Style.
So you're looking at about, you know, $8,000 a second or thereabouts.
Pretty much.
Something like that.
So they're a little bit ticked off. So collective sorry book to BE,
and
the station, to BE's management.
And the airline for sending him over.
Drinking
him out.
On the plus side, however, we have got the director's cut.
Oh, do we?
Of BE's UK report, which you can find online.
Oh.
Where? I don't know.
Okay, it's just
out online
there.
Somewhere. Now, that's the beauty of this show. You've got to.
Would it be worth following BE
on
Twitter or something?
If you follow BE, you're likely able to find his full report, his video, his backstage
antics.
But
I think his tweets are protected. I think he's got a locked account.
Now that's the beauty of it, Damo.
Yeah, because you've got to work really hard.
You've got to know the password. You've got to get in touch with BE and get in touch. And then
the secret word.
And he'll hook you up with the director's cut of last week's UK report that we cut down to a svelte 40
seconds.
That's
still going to be pretty topical because it's only a week old.
It's only a week old, and Champions League? Yeah, it was.
No, it's not Champions League. It's the it's like League One.
League One,
the qualification game to get into the Premier League or whatever it is. The Championship.
Correct.
Championship.
So yeah, get online and
check out BE from the UK, by the way, does excellent UK reports.
He does fantastic UK reports. A little bit pissed off, obviously, this week, didn't get one.
No, well see,
understandable.
He's never going to make it in this business.
I think it was a contract impasse.
Yeah.
That basically his management advised, look, stiff these guys.
Yeah.
Don't send anything.
They're not even using
them.
Your material.
If they're not using your material, we'll send it to a better radio show.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to be
good luck
hard.
With that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Maybe you can get in touch with Supernova Pete Novakowski.
Oh, is he working again? Is he?
He's back. He does weekly updates on 2SSR, I believe.
2SSR.
I believe so.
Sutherland Shire Radio Group.
Back in the 2SSR. If that is not the promo for that radio station,
they need to hire us.
They've got no hope.
You know what? Because when you hire us, you not only get theme song fixes, you also get 3% sports content, Greeno.
That's right.
Absolute must have.
Definitely must have. Time for a bit of these ones, Damo.
I like stories about pinatas.
We're doing story time again, aren't we?
Story time is back.
It's seamless, isn't it?
It is seamless. should we pull back the kimono?
You can if you want.
We can. So
I don't know if it's going to be as good the second time around.
The story, I have already told this story, but for some reason the recording cut out.
It cut out.
So I've just told this, you know, it's a beautiful story for a better part of 4.5 minutes before Damo realised.
It's gone.
On, not recording. Going to have to retell it.
It's out of there.
So I don't know whether I bother telling it now.
No. You got to tell it. Go on, tell it.
So the story in summation is, about the, how went out to the Parramatta office and ran into a girl who I didn't realise had lost her leg.
Okay.
Reasons for... do we know why there's an echo?
No idea.
All right, as long as we're still recording. This is the iconic. This is why we don't get proper radio jobs.
You think?
I think so.
No, I think we'd be fun to have in a proper radio job. I mean, this is better than a proper radio job.
Well, this is better than proper radio.
I mean, at any time, we can just kick in an echo like this, and then next thing you know, it's the Twilight Zone.
Talking about the thing. So it went in today, and we're sitting behind a petition, right? And across from me was the girl in question, and I noticed her moving across, and I'm like, yeah, she's walking.
How was she walking, Greg?
How was she possibly walking? And I'm like, must be a prosthetic.
Yeah.
Got to be a prosthetic. She must have got a prosthetic leg in the time.
And you should go around there and ask her to dance to celebrate the attaching of the new prosthetic limb.
Well, if you got it, you might as well use it.
Exactly.
So
cut some rug on the floor of the floor of the whatever the hell it is you do.
Exactly. So anyway... thankfully, though, used my better judgment, chose not to go over and make any comments. Because, once again, didn't want to look like a...
You dick!
So, anyway...
Showed immense self-control.
Showed more control. Turns out, wise move I didn't, because there was no prosthetic, Damo.
Yeah.
Now, what it was instead... was leg scooter.
Leg scooter.
Leg scooter. So
now, what's a leg scooter again?
I dare say better than a prosthetic, because what it is, it's effectively a scooter you hold onto. You whack the prosthetic leg on, or the half
stub.
Leg on.
The stub.
And it carries the leg, so you can still get a bit of a workout with other full leg, and you still scoot around at regular walking pace.
And you look fantastic doing it.
And you look fantastic. You can do ollies.
So you can't actually pick the scooter. You don't pick the scooter up.
No.
Does it look like a shoe?
It doesn't. It looks like a scooter.
It looks like a scooter.
So you've got the bottom,
one leg, one scooter foot.
One leg, one scooter foot.
Okay.
Which in itself is good. Once again, in my head...
Is it possible to like just get a bit of speed up and then pull up one leg and just ride around on the one like a rollerblade?
Of course there is.
Now, see, that's interesting.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is better than a prosthetic.
You could be wizard around the office, Greta.
Exactly.
Like the maid from the Jetsons.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. What was the name of the maid?
Judy was the...
Daughter was the Judy. Meet George.
Jane was the wife.
Jane, his wife.
Rosie was the robot.
You should be calling her Rosie the robot.
Once again, good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Self control. Give yourself a nice Gary for that.
Definitely nice Gary. Also,
I'd be in front of HR by now.
The comments I had were thinking was, my opening line was, can you do ollies and kickflips?
Kickflips.
Glad I didn't bother speaking to her.
Could end up in the X Games.
Exactly. That was...
Dark stories about that pinatas.
Now, I've got more Greeno story time. We're already 20-odd minutes in.
About 18, 19 18. Now.
Oh, yeah. We've got to take 2 minutes off the
show.
Do you want to have a story? Do you want to go to a song? What do you reckon? We'll come back to the stories?
Yeah, come back to the story. We need filler.
Teasers!
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies, boys, golden girls, and gentlemen, Greeno. A little bit of a retro orgy there.
I was trying to work out what it was.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about orgy. You don't know. They're a bit Marilyn Manson. They're a bit Nine Inch Nails.
That's what I was weighing up whether it was one of those two.
Exactly.
Turns out to be neither.
Yep. There you go. By the way, Greeno, if you want to get in touch with us, what's the latest edition in Twitter wars at the starting block one where we dropped the cane? You made some ground with our new plan of attack?
I have, actually. We've had another 10% increase in followers.
Really?
Now, the thing is, though...
5.1 new followers.
5.1 new followers in the last week.
No, 10% would be 50.
Yeah, sorry. No, 10% would be 5. 10% of 500.
500.
Oh, no, yeah, sorry, you're right. 0.5%.
Wow. Registered accountant.
I don't have a calculator.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not registered. For that very reason. So we have had an increase. Now,
you get yourself a stable table.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, I'm a fixer here, Damo. I'm a fixer. Now, so big improvements, obviously. We're now well over the 500 threshold we've been tinkering on for a better part of a year.
Yep.
Now up to 515.
Oh, wow. Flying. Well. Absolutely flying.
Now, to pull back the kimono, I've checked out who our followers are.
Opening the kimono, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, it looks like they're just basically all your followers from America.
Oh, are they really?
Who are now following the show.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because everyone's got like a Trump thing in their bio. And I'm like, we're just stealing Damo's boogie bumper fan base, which is fine. We love you. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to see you.
Happy to have you.
Which brings us to Greeno story time again.
I like stories about pinatas.
Because with the new and revamped starting block, we've moved from the sports show to the smut show, but still keeping a bit of the smut in the back passage.
Of course. Very good. Right. Give yourself a nice Gary for that.
For that one. Yeah. Is it worthy? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Nice Gary!
But we've moved into what we consider a niche genre, but it's turned out to be
exploding.
It's an untapped resource of fan listenership. Yep. The Golden Girls market.
You know why it's untapped? Because I'm going to be really brutally honest here, Greeno, and I don't want you to hold me back.
Okay.
No one's been brave enough. It took a couple of guys like us, a couple of unassuming guys with their eyes on the prize and dreams, Greeno.
Thinking of the big picture.
You've got to have dreams.
You've
got to have dreams in life.
Mm.
And that's a good lesson for the kids out there.
Yeah.
If you have dreams of increasing your Twitter following at a rate of 10% per week, 5% per week for 1 week.
For 1 week.
It's going from 5.10 thereabouts to 5.15.
Mm.
Then
turns out to be about 2%.
You've got to think big.
Yeah, you've got to think big.
And nothing's as big as the resource that is the Golden Girls fanship, who are currently, like I said, for cowardice, unattended to.
Correct. And I think it's been a hidden, well-known secret.
Yeah, it's the worst-kept secret.
In the entertainment industry. There's plenty of people. There's plenty of brave souls that have wanted to try.
I mean, societies are getting older.
Exactly.
They're not getting younger.
They've wanted to try, but they just didn't have the courage.
Yeah. No guts, Greeno.
And in the end, we had to have a powwow, if you will, last week's show. And kind of go...
A powwow, wow, yippee-yo.
Yeah, and basically just go, look, is this something that we're willing to gamble on?
Yeah, because you don't know, like, the fallout. I mean, you've got to think about your family.
yeah,
as well when you make such a bold move like
correct. Normally this is done by, you know, young up-and-comers with nothing to lose.
Yeah. But like now you've got responsibilities in life.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's not fair on them if you embark on this journey without consultation of your significant other.
Yeah, exactly. So the significant other had to speak to, obviously had to get the power of attorney sorted.
Yeah, you got to explain. You got to explain to your beautiful young daughter that, you know, life might be getting a little bit crazy for daddy.
Yeah, exactly. After this, there's no coming back.
No.
So, you know, anything could happen.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Eyes on the prize.
Yeah. I mean, we've grazed greatness previously in the past, but I, you know, what we're about to go through right now, it's going to change us forever as people. I just hope that we can remain friends through this ordeal.
Well, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. Yeah. The
pressure's going to be on, though. You know, there's going to be people trying to come between us.
Well,
they'll see what we do with this thing.
I'm more worried about this being stolen.
Yeah.
That's my main concern. Yeah. I think people are going to see the brick wall that we've run through.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, well, now we can run straight through that. There's a hole in that wall.
Like, I don't want to end up like Pink Floyd here.
No, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to see people ripping off our shtick.
Yeah.
Because they've seen, hang on, this is where the market's at.
Yeah.
This is where the prize is.
And then latching on to our bravery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
We're first one over the wall. We take the most arrows in the chest.
Exactly.
And then it's
for
just
them
a
to
clear
sneak
path.
Up with their Golden Girls, you know, two-bit establishment.
That's the thing to remember out there, fans, especially the Golden Girls people. I'm speaking to you directly here. Anybody else who's preaching a platform that they are pro-Golden Girl and they're in support of the Golden Girls movement, they're all frauds.
Exactly.
We're the only actual genuine ones.
They've got the silver medal.
We are Ray's original pizza.
Yeah, right, correct. They're definitely the silver medal there.
Yep.
Now, good news, Damo. Good news. I found a fellow Golden Girls alum by accident at work the other day.
Wow.
Now, I was talking about the show.
See, this is already opening doors in the workplace.
People feel comfortable to talk about Golden Girls now because of us.
You've got new career prospects now on the horizon.
So I chat with this guy
and
I was talking about the show and I mentioned...
Do you reckon Estelle Getty's up there right now looking down on us?
Oh, well, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Well, more importantly, we want B looking down.
B's definitely like shining her love on us right now.
Correct.
Yeah.
So anyway, and he was talking... We were talking about the show and I talked about the new movement and he mentioned, he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, he says, why have we not spoken earlier? Because I've known this guy for about 5 years.
Okay.
And it's always just been for like a polite chit chat. Hey,
well, it's hard to come out as a Golden Girls fan. Like, there's a lot of social stigmas that still exist in today's society. Greener, and that's one of them.
Yeah. So,
like, have you even told your parents yet?
Not yet. Yeah. Well, I spoke to them about the thing just to, you know.
I'm going to do it right. Permission. Like, I'm going to invite them over for dinner and, you know, have a real heart to heart.
Heart to heart. That's why you got to do it, D&Ms.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I mentioned to him about the whole B. Arthur movement.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was dumb here. You could see the glisten in his eyes.
Yeah.
And he goes,
the twinkle, the spark of life.
And
the spirit rising.
He had to tell me this was.
I like stories about pinatas.
He had a story.
This was Marty's story, Tom.
Excellent.
Where he,
welcome to the show. Welcome to the club, Marty. It's all love here.
He took his family overseas and they went to a Hollywood kind of like a bronze statue kind of area. So Madame Tussauds, but with bronze statues.
Okay.
I can't remember specifically where it was, but it was there.
Yep.
And it had everyone. It had Hollywood's A and B all the way down to the Z list.
But
right?
When you say it had A and B, did it have B?
And here's the beauty.
Yep.
So all his family, all his wife, they're like taking photos with, you know, your Marilyn Monroe's, your Tom Cruise.
People that generally
Leonardo
are like...
Leonardo DiCaprio's.
Like generally like, you know, second tier celebrities compared to
B.
Yeah.
And the one photo my mate from work, Marty, took a picture with was a bronzed B. Arthur.
Wow.
And the wife's like, why are you taking a picture with only this one? He goes, you don't understand. Like, this is B. Arthur. I need to take this picture.
Oh, yes.
And I was like,
nice, Gary.
Well done.
That's the way to come out.
Yeah, if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So I need to see a picture of this photo as proof. But nonetheless.
Yeah, we'll put
like,
it up on the Twitter feed.
Yeah, out of all the ones.
Marty, if you're listening, send it in at the starting block, one where we drop the K at the end.
Check it on
We'll hashtag it B for life.
Yeah.
And we'll get that trending.
All right, we probably need to throw some sport content in because we're still at segment one.
Are we?
33 minutes in. We got the choice.
No, only 28 minutes in.
Oh, 28, my apologies. Should we talk about today's story from the NRL about Wayne Bennett apparently getting the boot? Do you want to do your Wayne impression?
So, you know, nothing lasts forever. And hard fact of life. And, Craig's done, he's done all right down at Melbourne, but, you know, these things happen. You take it on the chin. It's what we try to tell the players every week. Certainly not going to make a big song and dance about it now. Just move on. That's life and that's footy.
Thought we're Friday night.
There you go.
Yeah, well done. Nice to have Wayne on board. Yeah, so apparently the Broncos have been in talks to bring Craig Bellamy up there to Brisbane. next year. I think Wayne's still under contract.
See, I thought he was going to retire at the end of the Melbourne contract.
Yeah, well, that was a whisper.
Like, I don't want to coach anymore.
Yeah, you know.
Next thing you know, money bags, Broncos come in.
$5 million for 3 years will make you reconsider.
Well, he should have been at the Broncos anyway. Like, because he should have been at the Broncos when Wayne left. Because didn't he study under Wayne?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. And he's actually the one coach that actually gets the better of Wayne Bennett as well.
Yeah, true. Like, true.
They're head-to-head. I think Bellamy's killing him.
Did you know the Broncos won... I suppose you would because you're a premier Broncos fan. They won 6 premierships.
Yep.
I don't even remember 3 of them.
Yeah.
Shows how forgettable a few of them were.
Yeah, they had the back-to-backs.
They had the back-to-backs 92-93. I remember that. Had the Super League one.
No, there was another one before that in the late 90s as well. And then there was 2005 against the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, forgot about that.
And then... That's it, I think. That was the last.
Yeah, there's 6.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, no, and they won the one after the Super League war. So they won Super League, then they won the year after Super League. 2006, maybe? No, maybe 2002, yeah. And then... No, it was before that. Super League was like late 90s, wasn't
it? Yeah, it would have been like 99 then.
Yeah. But just go... like, such forgettable premierships. Speaking of forgettable, Thursday Night Footy Day, mate.
Oh, beautiful.
More importantly, are we still recording? Have we checked this out? Are we still going.
Still going.
Excellent. Now... Last week, the Thursday night footy was up there in 15th. Now, this one's it's taken a dip this week. It's down there in 16th. But it's what's booted it from 15th that stood out to me.
Here's your premiership screen. Now, while we're at it.
Yeah.
92, 93, 97 was Super League. Yeah. 98, 2000, 2006.
Ah, there we go.
Because 2005 was obviously the West Tigers, wasn't it?
Ah, West Tigers, that's right. And then 2006 was when, Webke retired, wasn't
Webke
it?
Retired,
there you
that's
go.
Right.
Totally forgot about that one. Totally forgot about the one after Super League.
Yep.
And 2000? They won it in 2000?
Yep, 2000. There you go.
Definitely forgot about that one. Yep. Was that the Eels when the Eels lost? No, that was against Newcastle.
That was against...
That was 99, I guess.
Yeah.
2001. No, 2001 was when the Eels lost. There we go. We're a sports show, apparently.
It wasn't against the Bulldogs, was it?
Maybe.
98, maybe.
Who did they beat in 2000?
Let's
have a look at that. While we're talking Thursday night footy ratings, at number 15, Damo, 30,000 people tuned in more than Thursday night footy. Invitation to the Royal
Beat the Roosters, Greeno.
Ah, the Roosters. There we go. Well, that's a victory.
Yeah, beautiful.
Happy with that.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. Well done. Invitation to a Royal Wedding. 30,000 people tuned in more than Thursday Night Footy. A show preparing
for the Royal Wedding.
Outrated Thursday Night Footy by 30,000 people. Only 7,000 less tuned in to... Law and Order SVU is still going?
Wow. That's got to be reruns. Evening. It's got to be reruns.
That was an original.
Was it really?
The Coronation repeat on the ABC.
The people who've already watched it.
They've
to relive the magic, Greeno.
They're watching it again. Only 10,000 less than Thursday Night Footy tuned into the Coronation repeat.
They're going gangbusters there, aren't they? Thursday Night Footy.
They're killing it.
Fans love it.
They do love their Thursday Night Footy.
Love it.
Now, NRL review. Going to smash through this quick. Good to see the Broncos v Roosters last week. Good game of footy. Mm. Good to see the battle of the third party agreements lived up to the billing. There was brown paper bags everywhere. It was sensational.
Well, you know, we don't worry too much about, you know, what players getting played and that sort of business. It's my job just to put a team on the park. So don't answer those questions. Save them for the managers.
Silliness. It was an interesting round where there was a sin bin in every single game.
Was there? That's incredible. When was the last time that... I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't think that's ever happened. I know it literally has never happened.
Wow.
Every single team has been sin binned at some point this year already. We're in round 11.
Are we in like a... pardon me. Are the refs in a particularly like, you know, grumpy mood this year?
Yeah, they are. They're basically being told if the players keep on getting penalised, send them to the bin. They'll eventually learn.
Send them to the bin.
And good on them.
Yeah. That's fair enough. I want to see more sin bins.
Yeah.
Like, even like for a high tackle. Sin bin. For being offside.
That's it. Not tucking your shirt in. 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Them off.
Exactly. Like, how much do you want to be out here?
Yeah. If you're gonna show up like this.
Get some discipline.
Take a good look at yourself.
Exactly.
Go have 10 minutes to think about it.
Yeah.
Now, the other highlights from the week were Dylan Walker getting punched in the face for mouthing off. So the injuries is really not allowed to punch in the NRL, 3-4 years ago maybe?
But then you do what's called a jumper punch, where you grab a fist full of jumper and then you look like you're pushing them away, but you're actually punching them in the face.
No, I can't do that either. Can't do anything. That's going to give you 10 in the bin and get a suspension.
So they got rid of the jumper punch.
So basically what happened is Dylan Walker is renowned for knowing he can't get hit, he just mouths off and tries to bait players.
Yep.
And
One day you'll bait the wrong person who doesn't care about.
Unfortunately, Curtis Scott was like, "Well, I've had enough of this. I'm going to take one for the team."
Yep.
And completely smacked him square in the face. Has broken his cheekbone. He's gone for 6 weeks.
Ah, well done.
Dylan might want to keep his mouth shut going forward.
There's a lesson learned, Dylan.
The other standouts for this week was the NRL officials not knowing what the 10 in the bin was.
How much suspension does the guy get for giving the other guy 6 weeks?
2 weeks.
See, that's he wins.
He wins.
He wins in that transaction.
That's good cost benefit analysis.
Exactly.
For Curtis Scott.
Exactly.
He's a thinker. He's a better accountant than I am, which I established.
33% of the total loss.
Yeah.
That's it. That's beautiful.
You take
that investment every day of the week.
Every day. That's it. That's paying dividends right there.
Curtis Scott, ladies and gentlemen.
Cash in.
Yeah.
Now, the NRL officials, there was plenty of sin bins, but because they're not used to it, they forgot how the sin bin works.
Oh.
It's pretty
straightforward, isn't it? You get off for 10 minutes and come back on.
Now, that's what you'd think, Damo.
Oh, wait. We've got to complicate things, do we?
Yeah, because a couple of Manly players went back on after 8 minutes.
Well, you can't do that because it's a 10-minute rule.
Yeah,
well,
apparently they did. Now, the reason behind this was they had a stopwatch to count the 10 minutes. Now, the problem is that
They took 2 minutes walking off.
Well, not that. It's the fact that you got to spend 10 minutes on the field of play, and when they stop, like field of play for scrums and all that kind of stuff, to talk to the players, the clock stops, but the sin bin clock was still going.
No, it doesn't
work. So they
work
were back
that
in
way.
2 minutes. So well done to the NRL. The Raiders lost late yet again.
Is that new? Maybe it was. Actually, we shouldn't make fun of them because I would have thought it is just 10 minutes.
No, it's so 10 minutes of the play time. What's on the clock.
Okay.
And another... Oh, I need to do a... I should have done this a little bit earlier.
I'm a scat man.
More penalty goals have been kicked so far this year already in round 10 than all of last year total.
No wonder the ratings are going off so much on Thursday Night Footy.
They're killing it.
It's a kickathon.
Tune in for the kickathon.
Yeah.
I'm going to round out the segment, Damo.
I want to see blokes kicking goals, I'll just watch the AFL, Greener.
We love headlines, Damo. Yep. We do love a headline.
Yep.
And I found one I think has it all.
Okay. Here we go. Give it to us.
The transgender sister of an NRL star has faced court accused of bashing her boyfriend to death in Sydney on the weekend.
Wow.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back in the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and golden girls. Now, Damo, we brought the mood down with the last segment, unfortunately.
Yeah, but we were just talking during the song. Apparently, the guy who's the lippy one who got his jaw broken is related to this alleged killer.
Yeah, correct. That's the NRL star.
So I don't know if I'd be out,
I'd pretty keep my mouthing
off.
Shut. Yeah,
mouthing
in this particular
off
scenario.
With that sort of stuff cooking in the background.
Yeah, not a good idea.
No. You're leaving yourself... All I'm saying is you're leaving yourself open.
Yeah.
For witty retorts and apparently punches to the jaw.
Punch to the jaw, exactly.
And you only get 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
That's all you need.
I wonder if they look up, what's the most I can get for knocking this bloke out?
Mm.
What's the absolute most?
What's the most? Is it
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Maybe the coach is like, you better put him out for a month.
Yeah, do it. If you can do it properly.
Yeah.
No mucking about.
Line him up.
Have you been following the NBA finals much, Damo?
No, I haven't, no. Tell me Houston's still in it.
Houston's still in it. They won today to tie up the series 2-2 with Golden State.
Okay.
The Cavs won yesterday to tie up that series with Boston 2-2.
Okay.
So they're going to game 6 minimum.
Wow.
In both of the conference finals.
Sounds like an exciting series.
It actually is a pretty good series. Now, I generally bet. When I bet on these particular things, when my team is in it, I bet on the opposing team.
I noticed you're wearing the Boston Celtics little shirt here today, a little jacket.
Oh, it's just, it's jacket. It's cold in the morning.
Yeah.
Now,
just a coincidence.
Well, it is a coincidence.
Just a coincidence.
It's either that or my trench coat, and I chose to wear this one today.
Yeah, right.
So, effectively...
Let me go and dust off the old Olajuwon shirt that I used to wear when I was 13. I'm sure it still fits.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, so I always bet on the team that I want to see lose. So either I win some cash or my team wins.
Okay.
Now, that was well and good for the first couple of games.
Where everything was predictable.
Well, not really, because Cleveland were playing pretty good. Unfortunately, they lost the first two, so I lost my cash, but Boston won.
Yeah.
Then, after winning it, they won by 30 in game two. And then, for some reason, Cleveland was paying, it was like $1.20 for game three, and Boston was $3.85. And I'm like, well, I've got to put money on Boston. That's that's $3.85. That's
free
insane.
Money.
That's free money. Then I remembered gamblers always know.
Yep.
So lo and behold, blew my coin there.
Yeah. Did they get absolutely smashed or?
Yeah, they got dusted.
It was a definite $3.85.
It was a definite $3.85. And then the same with Houston. Houston won by 40 in game two.
Lost by like 30 in game one, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. But then game three came back, and they were paying $3.85. And I'm like, wait on.
Got to put the money on Houston.
On that. And then Houston Longhorns blew it. They got done by 40 in that game. And gamblers always know. So then against my better judgment, I bet on Houston again today.
Yep.
Paying $3.85,
yeah,
and they got the bickies.
Ah, nice. So you won your money back.
So I won my money back. Worked out all right.
So you're back to even now?
Still a little bit behind.
Okay.
Because I'm rolling the cash over.
Yeah.
So roll on the winnings from that into the next bet. Let that ride.
Yeah.
So I'm up to like $30.
Okay.
Because you don't have a big bet on small ones. check out big high roller over here.
So, let's book you into the Trump Hotel, baby.
Exactly. Effectively, the Rockets today. Oh, hang on, wait. Better do the very important soundbite.
Yeah.
Because we've got to do a. I'm a scat man. Golden State hadn't lost a playoff game at home in like 4 years.
Is that right?
It was the longest streak in NBA history until today.
Oh, Houston.
So well done, Houston. There.
How's James Harden going? Will he be playoffs MVP if LeBron falls over and breaks his leg?
If LeBron falls over and breaks his leg, yes. Because okay. So far, LeBron. Here's a few LeBron stats. He's got.
I'm sick of LeBron.
How can you be sick of him? He's a freak.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
His 13th straight top five MVP finish, breaking a tie with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar might help. Yep. For the longest streak in NBA history. It's the longest sustained peak in NBA history.
Wow.
13 straight top five MVP finishes. He also became the playoffs leading field goal. Leader of all-time field goals. Yep. And
who did he beat for that? Did he beat MJ?
He beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yep.
Inside those little skyhook screener.
Exactly. And LeBron James' 640-point game is the most in a single postseason since Allen Iverson in 2001.
Iverson!
Only Jerry West with 8 in 1995 and Michael Jordan with 7 in 1989 have more in NBA history. The season isn't over yet, so he can
But Jordan's 7 in 89, that was a different game back in 89.
It was, but you know at the same time.
That would be 10 now.
Yeah. But he's already, we're only, 10 games into this, and he's already had 6 40-point games.
Yep.
He's a freak. He's keeping them.
No, he's good.
He's a free agent after this year, so good luck, Cleveland.
Do you reckon he'll stay?
He will not return to Houston. To Cleveland. He'll be gone. Yep.
So why did he go back in the first place?
Well, because he wanted to win a championship there.
So he thought he owed them.
Yeah, he did. He's kind of like, if I'm going to win somewhere, he's already got his two rings in Miami, and he's like, I want to win one with Cleveland, the team that drafted me to clean the team, because he's from Oakland.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Akron.
Akron, that's the one. We're a sports show.
Yeah. But he also said that he hates Cleveland and Ohio.
No, he loves them now.
Oh, he loves them again. Sarah they were Ross. Burning his jerseys when he left because he said he hates it so much.
Yeah, but no, they burned his jerseys because he left.
So it's a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said it's a hole.
Anyway, he got him a championship, so now he can move on.
So now all is forgiven.
Exactly.
Yep.
Let's go
to this one. I like stories about piñatas.
So this one is something that I've realized is a scam, Damo.
Okay.
You're not the grocery shopper in the house, I'm guessing. I'm guessing you leave that to the lovely bride.
Yeah, because when she goes to the shops, she gets what we need. Yeah. When I go, I get what I want.
Yeah.
You know, it's a slight but important difference.
Yeah, that's it. Beer and Skittles.
Beer and Skittles.
You live on that.
Yeah. If there's something else, I don't want to know about it.
Don't know about it.
No.
So you're obviously not down with the toast. The toast and the sandwich loaf. So.
Well, I know that you don't. Oh, no. Actually, that's the one area where I definitely put my foot down.
Okay.
The difference between your sandwich loaf, which is a little bit thinner,
and the
toast loaf, which is nice and thick and fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a toast man?
I'm not against it. I can go either way.
See, my theory is...
I don't have a hard and fast rule on it.
I do have a hard and fast rule.
Okay.
Toast loaf, scam. Now, you think about it.
Less slices.
There's less slices. So
how many less slices? Maybe like 5?
Maybe. I haven't done that math yet.
But that's now, like 2 breakfasts.
Exactly. So if you think about it, if you're buying a loaf of bread, both are the exact same size. Mm. However, if I have 2 bits of sandwich loaf in a toast compared to the toast loaf, I'm going through 3-2.
Yeah, but when you toast the loaf, Greeno, I think it's thicker because when you wipe that butter on and it melts in, it actually melts in without sogging through to the bottom.
I'm sure it does, but you're still being ripped off.
It's like a cloud.
Because you're getting
it.
Less slice per loaf, which means you've got to purchase more loaves for the scam.
Over the course of a year.
Over the course of the year, I reckon.
How many loaves do you reckon?
This is costing the
pinching.
Australian people $1.2
billion. 1.2.
I've done the math.
Yeah, have you?
$1.2
billion. Is that 5 or 10% of the total
Australian
bread budget?
Australian people are being ripped off there. We could solve the international debt by fixing this sandwich versus toast loaf issue.
So banning toast loaves.
Banning toast loaves.
Would you bring in a regulation for for this, how bread loaves should be cut?
Without doubt, without doubt. I think we
and
need...
would you criminalise offenders with 10 years in prison?
Well, I think it's the only way.
Yeah, because they've got to learn.
They're not going to learn otherwise. They're going to try and put in this half-assed, you know, toast loaf. They could label it sandwich loaf,
yeah,
but you can still sense they're thicker.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to see inspectors doing random bread checks.
Random bread checks.
Random bread checks. With their protractors,
yeah,
and whatnot. I don't know
why would you need a protractor.
I don't know why you need a protractor,
yeah,
but at the same time,
because you may want to, because you may want to go on a voyage to New Zealand, yeah, like jump on a skiff.
Mm, why not?
In between your bread checking activities,
48 minutes somehow. Yeah, so that's
big in France. The bread checkers.
Really?
I believe there are like regulations for how long a long loaf has to be,
yeah,
like what shape a croissant has to be and stuff. Mm. They're very strict on that sort of stuff.
And that's the way it should be here. I think we've definitely, as a nation.
Be more like France.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let our guard down. And yeah. I think this could be the...
get more cheese.
The tipper when it comes to this election.
Really?
Yeah.
So you reckon this is a hot button issue?
Well, I think it's once again like the Golden Girls... fanship.
It's a section of society that's been ignored for too long.
An untapped resource.
And no one's had the guts to actually take it
exactly,
up.
Exactly. That could sway the election either way.
Because we know those bread makers, Greeno, they're basically the mafia.
Mm.
You know, no one's had the balls, the guts, the, you know, the, what would you say, the fortitude, yeah, Greeno, to take on these monsters in the bakery world.
Exactly. They've wielded too much power for too long, Damo, yeah, and I won't stand for it.
And all those victims in their wake getting to the end of the week or the end of their couple of day breakfast cycle and they're like, hang on. How come there's only one bit of toast left?
That's it.
Who's been eating all the toast? And it's like, can you imagine the fights that have happened around the breakfast table, Greeno?
Yeah, where'd the loaf go?
I've only been having 2 slices every day. I never had 4 slices. Yeah. Who's been eating all the bloody bread?
It's the toast loaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see politicians on the TV saying, this rort must come to an end.
Exactly.
We demand a royal commission.
Mm. Now, there's with the royal commission. Forget the financial services industry.
Forget the Catholic Church.
Forget the Catholic Church. Forget all that. Forget the unions.
Forget the union.
Toast v sandwich loaf. Look into it.
Done.
Let's get this out of the way.
I'm glad we're fixing stuff. 2GLF. Yeah, we're at 50 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, we're over 50, but we've got some good news, Damo.
Okay.
And
what do you got for us?
I know. We talked about last week. Your attentions are on other shows.
Yeah. Not completely.
But you have a wandering eye when it comes to podcasts.
I've got a lot of love to give.
You do.
Yeah.
But still,
I'm not slowing down.
Wandering eye. Yeah. But look, we're the good people at Sexpo got in touch with us.
Did they really?
They did. Now, they listened to the new 10 o'clock time slot.
Did they?
The Smart Spectacular.
By the way, this was voted about 3 years ago, Greeno, you'll be pleased to know, by the sex workers of the Red Light District of Amsterdam as the podcast best to get high on heroin and make love to.
There we go.
Yep.
Well,
that's us.
That's you can't ask for higher praise, really.
No.
Now, the people at Sexpo heard the new Smart Spectacular 10 PM slot and a few of our podcasts and whatnot, and they want us down there.
Okay.
Are
we going to get a booth?
We're getting a booth. We're going to broadcast live from Sexpo.
From Sexpo.
Now, I believe we're in between the Fleshlight stand and the animated robot.
The sex bots.
Yeah, the sex bots. Thing. No, they're, for some reason, they're not willing to put real humans around us.
No.
Just the, you know, the sex toys,
just
sex robot.
Prosthetic devices.
Because they figure, you know.
Is your friend from work coming, Greeno?
He may.
Yeah?
He may.
Okay.
We'll look into it.
Yeah.
So, good news for us. So, when you're down at Sexpo, all the perverts out there tuning in,
look for the block. Come and see the cock on the block.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why not?
Yeah.
So what are we at? We're at 52. Now, good news, Damo. On top of the Sexpo news.
Yeah. I don't know how you can top that.
I can't. Last week.
You're going to raise the bar, Greeno.
Last week, we talked about solutions for Rick Moranis.
Yep.
And he's come back.
He's come back. How to manage it properly.
How to manage it properly. How to say Family Feud. It was good to see Grant Denyer liked my tweet.
Did he really?
He did, because I talked to him. I said, you got to check out the podcast, Grant. We've saved Family Feud. Spoilers, Rick Moranis is involved.
I bet he didn't listen to it.
No, of course not.
No.
He just liked the tweet.
Yeah. You know why? Because he saw his name written there.
He saw his name and he saw Family Feud. I'm going to like
they
that.
Must be fans.
We're trending.
They must be
So I thought, who can we bring back from the good old days? Now that we've got Rick back, let's get them all back.
Now, hang on. Can I just throw in a little side issue here? Now that we know that Grant Denyer is a fan of the Twitter account, Greeno, and probably B. Arthur.
Oh, definitely.
Because he saw B and he's like, these guys have to be on the level. No fan of the Golden Girls would ever lead me astray.
Yeah.
What you now need to do is link completely irrelevant videos and just mention Grant Denyer. Can we get the fans to start doing that? Just hashtag Grant Denyer, we've saved Family Feud. Yeah. And then just start uploading videos from, like, say, Sexpo.
Yeah, just random.
Just completely random stuff.
I like it. I like it.
Gorilla peeing in its own mouth.
Mm.
Hey, Grant, look, check it out. Yeah. Fans of Family Feud, we're saving it.
We're saving it. This will fix it. Yeah. So, Rick Moranis is coming back. I thought, let's get back all the 80s legends. And you know who first came to my head? I'm like, who can we bring back? Who? 80s icons?
Who exactly?
Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg, of course.
We can bring back the Goot.
Short Circuit, Police Academy. I mean, he ruled the world.
Three men and a little lady. And a baby while we're at it.
And a baby. Don't forget about your Tom Selleck.
Well, yeah, Tom said, don't get me wrong, we'll save Tom. We need to get the...
And that guy from Full House that nobody ever remembers his name, but he was apparently the funny one.
Dave Goulier.
Was that his name, was it?
I know this
stuff. You're a machine.
I am. 80s pop trivia.
Can we hashtag Dave Goulier and say, hey, we've saved Full House?
We have saved Full House. No, well, it's already back. That's the problem.
Oh, no.
Have you not seen the Fuller House?
We need it to end again so we can bring it back.
Yeah. Turns out the Goot never left.
Mm.
So
what's he been doing with himself?
So he's been in a lot of top quality movies over the last couple of years.
Give us some names.
Lava Lantula. Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens.
Oh, he's doing the B-grade crap movies.
He is, television movies. Wow. Two Lava, Two Lantula, and I Love You Too. In 2017.
Steve Guttenberg.
As well as...
That's also where the girl from American Pie ended up.
Correct, Bruno. A bit of Tara Reid action.
Tara Reid.
So unfortunately we can't bring back the Goot. However...
And the guy from Melrose 90210.
Andrew Shue.
The guy with the curly hair, Steve.
Yeah, he Andrew was Steve. Shue, isn't it?
Is that his name?
Maybe.
I don't know these people.
Oh, no, you're talking about Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering.
From 90210. Yeah.
That's where he goes now, too, to get his beer money.
Yeah, beer money. Beer and Skittles.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we can't bring back the Goot, which makes me think we need a new segment.
Mm.
Bring him back with a bit of Eminem theme music.
Ah, okay. To find him
new jobs.
Okay.
Get them back.
Excellent.
So, tweet us in.
So, now we're fixing our own show.
Correct. So, tweet us in. 80s pop icons or TV icons, etc.
80s cultural icons.
You want to see brought back, and we're going to put them in new shows.
Can't wait for this.
Get in touch with us.
It's going to be exciting.
All right. Somehow that's been an hour of a sports show. It is.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not.
Can't wait.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down